Morning. Welcome to the English... Yeah, not the English couple. Doing it again. Doing all these different programmes. Gets one confused. The Naked Englishman. That's who we are. Thank you. Got that right. It's 6:30 on the... Goodness knows what it is. The 5th? 4th? 5th? The 5th. It's the 5th. Of October 2025. And I'm up with a cup of coffee. We were on the farm yesterday, Biggleswick Farm. And we were puddling. I think it's in episode 2, I'm not quite sure, which will be out next week. The whim of, wouldn't it be nice to have a pond? And that I think Julia says it would be lovely to have a pond. And we thought it would be nice to have a pond. And I thought, well, okay, let's start digging it. How difficult can it be? Thinking, we'd probably just dig a bit of hole because we need some topsoil. And that would be it for a while. And that we'll do a pond later on. Pretty much that was my reasoning. Well, turns out... Now, in episode 6, which I was editing last night, we have a pond. Excuse me, yawning. Yesterday we arrived, so we had been digging this pond on and off, a pond with an island. It's not a huge thing. But as I mentioned before, I think I mentioned this before, sometimes it's difficult now because different outlets of the material that we do, like Richard Vobe's channel, the smoking channel, pipe smoking channel, this channel, and the English couple, four different outlets. Sometimes one gets confused which one I've said what on, so forgive me if I repeat myself. I'm sure other people have the same issue. I don't have a secretary keeping notes, you know what I mean? So, and I can't now remember what I was going to say, that I may have repeated. Anyway, we have a pond. Point is, we have a pond. We turned up at the farm yesterday and there was water in it because it had rained the day before yesterday and yesterday and the day before yesterday evening and yesterday early morning. It looked like sunshine, then it looked like rain. We didn't know what it was going to do. In the end, it was a bit of drizzle and it cleared up. Which actually was a shame. Because we didn't mind there being a bit of rain. Incidentally, whilst I think about it, the microphone level was rather high yesterday and I apologise for that. I have turned it down a bit. Sometimes it can be moved. I'm just looking at it now. Just turning the gain a bit. There we go, on this thing. So apologies if it came out a bit loud. So yes, we turned up and there was water in the bottom. Now I'd done this little experiment to see if it, by puddling it, by effectively the clay level that we hit, by smoothing it over with my boots. Just half of the pond. Anyway, turned up. The whole pond was covered in water. And the bit that was more covered in water was... And I mean a good 2 or 3 inches. So that shows you how much rain came down. And that was interesting. So Julia said... I said, well, it worked. And she said... Well, we better puddle the whole lot then. So, fortunately, we were at the right depth and everything was pretty much there. So, yeah, yesterday we were in the water, in the mud, in the clay, using our hands to slurp the clay up the sides. It's all very well having the bottom done, but if rainwater goes into the hole where the pond is, and the sides still have just basic earth, which they do for about a foot. It'll just drain, it'll never fill to the top. It'll just drain away when it gets to the top, you know. It'll sort of filter into the earth, won't it? So, We puddled, as they call it. Same technique they use in canals. And the dew ponds, in the dew ponds. Sorry, not really awake this morning, as you'll appreciate, but doing my best. So that took a while. And then our friend Ian came over. Now, there's a unwanted vehicle, a car, on the site. I've got the documents. And it's going... When we bought the land, the landowner chap said, look, there's this car up there. I don't want it. It needs to be scrapped. I don't want the hassle. I said, well, we'll do it. Don't worry. You know, sell it to us and we'll remove the car. And he said, yeah, no problem. Anyway, Ian came up. He wanted to get his tractor to hoik the... he's got a tractor. He wanted to hoik the car out with it. Well, he couldn't get the tractor to go, so he came up with his duster, I think it is. It's a vehicle called Duster. Strange idea, because you can't clean the shelves with it. It's like a small four-wheel drive car. I don't know if it's in the same line as a Jimny or Jimmy or whatever they call that thing. Anyway, he came over, he put a chain on. And we try to move this bloody thing. It's quite a heavy car and it's quite a long car. I don't know, I can't remember what it is. Whether it's a Peugeot or a Passat or something, I can't remember. Anyway, the tyres are flat. We tried jacking them up. I don't know whether the brakes have seized on. I think it's something like a 2004 plate. I think that's what it is. So it's quite, you know, these days, it's a 20-year-old car. But people still drive around in them, apparently. And I don't know whether there's any scrap value, but if we have to pay someone to come and take it away, if they pay 50 quid for them to have it and then they get everything in it, well, I don't care. We just don't want it, really. It's just an annoying thing. So, anyway, we couldn't shift it, so it's staying where it is temporarily until Ian can get his tractor sorted, and then he'll help us get it out, which is very kind. I need to buy a chainsaw. I did look at a steel one. It's 275 quid. Now, I could understand if you're using that daily, every day, you want to spend... you know, top dollar, don't you? But probably not going to be using it that frequently. I mean, I'll be using it a lot, but I don't want to, you know. And I looked at other prices. I don't want to buy a cheap one that will fall to bits after a year. As I said, my washing machine broke yesterday. Oh, and thanks to Jane, who got in touch. Hello, Jane. Who said, you might be able to fix it. It is old now, but... she said it might just be the bearings. I don't know which bearings it would be. The engine, presumably, the motor. I have to get it out, even if I'm going to replace it or fix it. So I will hoik it out and have a look. What I forgot to mention, and I'd forgotten about it, and I don't suppose this works either, let's see, my mum died around 2019. We are 2025, so she died 6 years ago. Blimey, is it really 6 years? And at least 4 years before that, she moved out of where she was living. May even be, well, this is the thing. It may be 12 years ago. She moved out from where she was living at the time and she'd bought a new washing machine. And she said, I'm not leaving that. Bless her. She went into assisted living. It wasn't assisted. Non-assisted living. Anyway, one of these places where... you have to be compos mentis, but you're in a block of flats with a bunch of other people of a similar thing. So if there's a, with a warden, but you're not, you know, you're independent, you make your own breakfast and this, that and the other. And I think it was the move to there that, I can't remember whether the washing machine, anyway, point is, sometime in the distance past, you gave me a washing machine to store. And I put it in the shed. I put it in the shed, and it's been buried in there. Now, whether it works or not, I don't know. It's a mystery. But whether it'll fit in the gap, because it might be too big. It may be bigger than the washing machine I've got. Or maybe all washing machines are the same size. I don't know. But I need to measure that, and then I will hoik that out, which is a big job because it's buried right at the bloody back. Hoik that out and see if it, and plumb it in, if it will plumb in, and see if it'll work. It may do. I mean, it may be perfectly fine. Or it may not. I've got some soda crystals, so I can run it with those in just to, you know, rinse out the mould if there is any mould, because I dare say there was water in the sump, whatever, you know. Who knows? But in the meantime, I got in yesterday and I washed my trousers, which I'd had on all week. Obviously not when I went to bed. Because they were now clay splattered and grubby. I mean, these are like, you know, my work clothes, my farm clothes, if you like. In the bath, pants and socks and a shirt. Drip drying. I woke up this morning, as you obviously gathered, and they're obviously still wet because there's no heat in there, and I wrung them as best I could. They're moleskin trousers. Wrung them as best I could, and they're wet now, so they'll have to go up over the Essie and dry tonight. So they'll be dry by Sunday morning. It's Saturday. No, anyway, what day is it? It's Sunday today, isn't it? Getting confused. Yeah, so they'll be dry by Monday morning, but they'll probably just have to stay in the bath all day today. And if I have a bath, which I probably will tonight, they'll be removed and go in front of the Essie. Now it's manageable. It's manageable to do it this way because you don't want to let the washing build up. But it's obviously, when one's used to these modern devices such as washing machines, and you go back to hand washing, it's a bit of a strange step. However, it's not the end of the world. After all, if it was the end of the world, I am sure somebody would have donated a washing machine, because none of us want the world to end. I expect the government would have done that, or an army, or, you know, different countries would have. I would have been inundated with washing machines if me not having a washing machine was in fact literally the end of the world. I think washing machine manufacturers would have ensured that I had one. So, yeah. It's a funny expression, isn't it? It's not the end of the world, because it's never the end of the world. So it's a useless expression, because it's pretty meaningless. Anyway. So what else happened yesterday? Just trying to think. Our gate is lovely. So that was it. Yes, and I came back and lit the SE. Cooked up a minute steak with some veg, which was very nice. Thank you very much indeed. And then I edited most of the footage of episode 6. It's a busy episode. The first episode went out yesterday, by the way, on the English Couple channel. And there is quite a bit of talking to camera of a length. It was an early, obviously it was an early one. It was the first episode of the farm, Biggleswick Farm. The subsequent ones have more doing and things happening than that one. Because when we we're doing it. We're just, well, we were doing it. And of course, sometimes filming something and doing something are two different things. You can set up the camera, as some people do, and just, you know, film from afar, as it were, perhaps put radio mics on. But we felt that that wasn't the style of the English couple. We wanted it to be, where possible, as full of action. But of course, you really need a cameraman to film the pair of us actually doing the things, because there's a lot of stop start, and I've been filming all my life stuff from a kid with Super 8, so I understand the medium very, very well. And of course, I've studied the experts in this sort of thing. You may grimace when I say, but Clarkson's Farm, if you've never seen it, then you won't know what I'm talking about. But Clarkson's Farm, I suppose, is a benchmark. Now, we can't go, I had an idea, and suddenly, you know, buy a Lamborghini tractor or have some outrageous stuff. But the key thing is storytelling, even if ours is very low key. And somebody in the comments, very kindly, I thought, said, Richard and Julia are the new Tom and Barbara from The Good Life from the 1970s. You know, Richard Briers and Felicity Kendall. And that was a massive compliment. And in a way, though, that is who we are. Not intentionally, you know. We're trying to be self-sufficient and do these things, and do things in a poor man's way, saving as much money as possible and using hand tools. And interesting, somebody else put a comment on yesterday's one and said there's a bit where we were given this strimmer and our friend Ed tried to get it going. Well, it does work, but it's not brilliant, but it does work because it was a cheap old strimmer and it's knackered. But it does work. So in the episode, we featured that because we thought that's, you know, it's documenting what we do. But some wag said, oh, where's the scythe? And of course, we were given the scythe the week before last, when we were in Scotland. That episode, as it said at the very beginning, was filmed in August. So the scythe didn't exist. Well, it wasn't in our possession. We didn't even know we were having a scythe at that point. Now, whether, you know, people watch stuff, don't they? They don't know everything because their attention is often, you know, missed. So they may not have seen at the beginning when it said August 2025. They may not have put two and two together. And so I'm not blaming them if they've said that. But it's interesting, you know, six episodes have been filmed. So if I tell you we're puddling the pond like I did this morning, you're not going to see that for another 5 weeks. So when you see in episode two, someone might say, oh, I thought you'd already done the pond and you'd puddled it when we were just starting it. But that's the life, isn't it? You know, and the other great thing is people will say, oh, I wouldn't do it like that, Richard. I would do it like this. Here's some advice. Well, that'll be 5 weeks before in the episode before that advice, if it's taken, has any resonance at all. And in which case, you know, let's say you were planting, I don't know, peas, for example, which we do in one episode. And they say, no, I wouldn't plant them there. I'd plant them over here. You know, this is the best advice you could possibly get. A, we don't have to take anybody's advice anyway. But they may think, I've given some advice. Well, the episodes, 5 weeks, will, as I say, will happen before that advice could even be taken. And then they might see the next week's episode, oh, you didn't take my advice, did you? It's like, no, we didn't have your advice at the time because that was 5 weeks ago that we planted it. Only you're seeing it now. It's like television. television is made out of season. You know, very often the Christmas special is made in July. How many times when I used to do the extra work on TV would you be asked to do a Christmas special and it was filmed either in July and August? So, you know, sometimes things are produced months before they're released because of different reasons. We wanted to do, as soon as we had access to the land, we wanted to get on that land and do stuff so that we would have a few episodes in advance, because not much happens necessarily every day. Or, well, things are happening. We weren't always there. Sometimes we only went there twice a week. We're not there every day. We are a bit more every day. It's become now a job, you know, to get over into land. Of course, it costs in diesel to get there, and it's all money going out. But at this stage, but sometimes it might have taken 2 weeks to actually have a content-rich episode of half an hour. So we realised that we needed to have a good buffer period before. And we may release the first six episodes and then have a break from releasing the episodes, but not a break from making them, because otherwise the audience, as it were, would catch up to us, and then there'll be a delay for each episode. And we don't want to do that. We'd rather have a run of six, perhaps a delay for a couple of weeks, two or three weeks, and then another run of six. That's you know, how we think about it. But who knows? Because sometimes, you could spend two or three days just chopping brambles. Well, nobody wants an episode after 5 minutes again, oh, we're chopping brambles, we'll show you how to chop brambles. You don't want half an hour of somebody chopping brambles. It'll be boring. And we don't want it boring. I think I may have laboured that somewhat. May well have. Anyway, there it is. Thank you for listening. I will get this uploaded. I've got a busy day today of various things to do at home. Not least, the studio in the master bedroom is now, today, being dismantled. It'll be a shame, but in the week I have 40 boxes and I need space. 40 boxes of Biggleswick book, which I aim to shift as quickly as possible. They need to go somewhere, and they can't go in the front room because I need to get to the computer and we need to have some space. My back room is already full up with storage. So it'll have to be in the master bedroom, which was turned into a studio, but I'm not doing the interviews anymore. So all of that is going to be dismantled today. I did have a few people saying, oh, could you interview me on this and could you interview me on that? And I said, yeah, get in touch after the Barbara O'Neill event. But to be honest with you, needs must. And I can't be beholden. And these boxes will arrive and they've got to come off the street very rapidly, especially if it's raining. So they've got to go somewhere. Anyway, thank you for listening. Catch you soon.